We're learning the laws of Hilchos Brachos. We are in Simon Resh Vav. The Mechaber continues and tells us that Kol Elu HaBrachos, when it comes to any bracha that is said, Shlo Yavsik Bein Bracha L'Achila. You have to be careful not to have any hefsik, any stoppage of time, which we're going to see in a second what that means, between the time you ate, you made the bracha, and eating, which means that you're supposed to, immediately after saying the bracha, eat. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Behu Adin Berachas HaMitzvos, Bein Bracha LaHaMitzvah. A person is about to shake the Lulav and Esro, for example. Or, so let's just use that example. So, when you make the bracha, you should immediately afterwards do the mitzvah. You shouldn't have anything which separates between the bracha and the mitzvah. So, the question is, so, let's say it takes a few moments, a few seconds. So the Ramah tells us this is referring to Yosem Mechdei Dibur, that one should not take more than Toch Kedei Dibur, which is a very short amount of time, which we're going to define in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. Let's just see a couple more halachos in the Shulchan Aruch. Vesarcha Hashmil Oznav, you're supposed to hear in your ears that which you say. Vimlo Hishmil Oznav Yatza. But if you didn't hear the bracha that you said, you have fulfilled your obligation, which means when you say the bracha, it's supposed to be loud. You're not supposed to just whisper it. It should be loud enough that you should be able to clearly hear that what you're saying. If you said it so quietly that you can't hear it, you have fulfilled your obligation. Bilvad shiyotzi b'sfasav. The very least, you have to move your lips. Which, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that hear hor is lav kedibur adam. In fact, you think the bracha, that is not enough. You actually have to move your lips. The ne'amarim b'chol lashon, it can be said in any language. So if you're not fluent, you're not familiar with the actual nusach, which we're familiar with, the brachos that we say, you can say it in the language that you know. Fine. So let's just stop. There's a few more halachos which we can see another time. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, what does it mean that this break between the eating and the bracha should be less than kedei dibur? So this, there's a dispute, but the Mishnah Berurah says a shorter window. Hainu kedei she'ilas talmud rav. The amount of time it takes the question, or the dialogue, or conversation, rather, a student to a teacher, shehu shom alecha rabbi. Some people add shom alecha rabbi mori. Here he only says rabbi, which is obviously, it doesn't take a whole long time for you to say shom alecha rabbi, which is just a few words. V'yoser mehachi chashiv hefsik. More than those couple of seconds, that brief moment of time, if you, after the time you finish the bracha, you have not yet eaten, that is halachically considered to be an interruption. However, umairi, this is referring to b'shtika. That means that you have had this amount of silence. Although dibur, let's say you spoke in between the eating, before the you ate, in that situation, afil mila achas, even if you only said one word, havi hefsik kol shehu shul tzarach bracha, anything which has no connection to the bracha, so that's considered to be a hefsik. Fine, that is an interruption, which means even if it's within a split second, right after you say the bracha, you said yes or said answered a question or whatever it may be, that's considered to be a hefsik. And that's an issue, even though it was within the span of Toch Kedei Dibur. The Mishnah Berurah then says, Od yesh chiluk ben shtika l'dibur. There's another distinction between speaking and silence. Dibur hu li'kuva, v'tzarech l'achsel varech. That if you spoke before eating, then you have to say another bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Elva b'shtika hu rak l'chadchila. In the case that you're quiet, even though some time did elapse, in that situation, another bracha is not necessary because you did not divert your attention from the bracha that was recited. Now, of course, perhaps one of the times that you see this most often is when it comes to on Shabbos. So a person makes a bracha, hamotzi, so it's toch de dibur, that's not realistic by the time you cut the challah and it's distributed. But again, the idea is that it's not an issue because you're constantly engaged in doing everything you possibly can at the fastest amount of time to be able to get to the to the eating. There's nothing separating you from the eating. And therefore, it's not considered certainly as a hefsek, provided, of course, that one is not talking things which do not pertain to the eating of the bread. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Kosav HaAchronim. He quotes the words of the Achronim. De'afilu mipnei kavod v'yir asol hafsik achar bracha. Even though the Mishnah in Brachos discusses, when it comes to the saying of the Shema during certain parts, that we allow you to make certain interruptions, we do not allow this when it comes to after you said a bracha on a piece of bread, on an apple, whatever it is, you have to eat it. V'im hifsik chozel avarech. And if you did speak, you have to say another bracha. And he says, interestingly enough, V'afil anias amen olakadish akadusha baruchu gam kain lo yasik. He says, so let's say you made a bracha on a piece of cake, and then you heard, and you're in the middle of davening, you heard, you're in the middle of kaddish. So you should eat, or you should do have something before, because that's also considered a an interruption. Then he says, "Lo yivarech al machal o mashkeshu cham o karbioser." You have a piping hot soup, or you have something which is freezing ice cold that you just can't eat because it's going to burn your mouth or it's going to be ice cold. So you should not make a bracha on that type of a food, mishim chash hefsik, because that's considered to be an interruption. And the Piskei Tshuvos brings down also for you to, let's say, a hot soup, to make a bracha, and then for you to scoop it up and to blow on it, that's also considered to be a hefsik. Again, it should either be warm and cool enough that you can eat it right away, or you should at least blow on it so it is good enough for you to eat, then to say the bracha. Umi sheberach al machal achar sheberach nimas beinov. So let's say you're eating something. So let me just also give a few other examples that are cited in the Piskei Tshuvos. For example, when it comes to, let's say, a person wants to have an ice cream or an icicle, and it has wrapping on it. So that's also considered to be an issue that a person should make sure that that is removed before the before one says the bracha. Similarly, if a person has a can of Coke or Diet Coke, if that's your preference, you should open it up before you say the bracha. Umi sheberach al machol la'achar sheberach nimas be'enav. Let's say a person makes a bracha and he realizes that the food he is about to eat is not something which he likes. Doesn't mean it's inedible or make him sick. So yeshu lechol ksas. You have to certainly eat a little bit. Shehei bracha levatal. Otherwise, you're saying a bracha in vain. Harotz alishdos mayim sheshovech ksas mimen. Let's say you have something to drink, and it's poured all the way to the top, and you lift it up, it's going to spill, and you're going to feel uncomfortable. So you're going to want to pour some of it off before you drink. So yishvoch tchila v'yachach yivarech. You should pour some of it off, and then afterwards drink again, because it's considered to be a hefsek. Umishum biz, fine. Kishoichel egos, let's say a person wants to eat nuts. So, yishabren v'yachach yivarech. If you have your nutcracker and the whole thing, you should not make the bracha, and then all of a sudden start dealing with breaking these nuts. Why? So he gives a couple reasons. The ein kedai lahafsik harbe bein a bracha l'achila. First of all, it's considered could be a lengthy time by the time you finally break that thing open, and that's a hafsik. Va'od shemolim se'en yafe ve'enu roi l'vracha. Perhaps you can open it up and be surprised that it's not something which is so good. It could be rotten. Who knows what it may be. And therefore, for that reason also, you have to inspect that which you are going to eat. Because otherwise, if you make a bracha and you realize it's not there, then that could be a problem. And lastly, this is one of the reasons why some explain that if you wish to take a drink from a water fountain, to not make the bracha until you push that little button. And the practical reason is, it's possible it may be broke. There are other explanations as to why one should be careful to do so, because when you make the bracha, the food should be in front of you, which is questionable whether that is, which leads to another question which I'm not getting into, is when you make the bracha, the water that's pouring is already going to be going down the sink, and you're going to be making drinking water which is not there yet. But again, that's something worth discussing at another time.